Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 8 years. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. Of course, as you know, I've been following him for a long time. I've been keeping up with Joel. Joel's worked for more than 20 years. He's one of the top futurists of our time. He's the author of Future Edge, also Five Regions of the Future, and on and on. I'll tell you more about him later on, but right now I want to get him in here to talk to us about some really important topics that are coming at us from the future. Joel Barker, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Hey, Joel, one of the things that you and I have talked about in the past that I wanted to get you to comment on, because you and I, this is one of the topics that you and I have interesting and not heated, but strong debates about, discussion, and that's the climate change situation that's going on right now. In a recent article by, let's see, which organization is this? Inhabit Design Will Serve the World. The title of the article is "The Cost of Doing Nothing." The Economist magazine looks at how climate change threatens our economy.
Yep.
And are you familiar with that report? It says a new study highlights, the Economist magazine looks at precisely the question. That question tries to calculate the economic cost of climate change.
Yeah, I'm. In general, that's been just an ongoing track, driven actually by the insurance companies.
Yeah.
They started
property casualty people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the classic question for climate change right now at this point is, there are so many indicators saying it is in the process that you really have to be a wonderful optimist to assume that nothing's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what we're seeing is people getting serious about, number one, I mean, if you look at this glacial melt alone is so substantial that you can't argue that it's not warming up when you see
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So the real question is there a smart way to adapt to the moderate damage as you minimize the extreme damage?
Right. Joel, one of the things that I think where the problem is with getting this thing taken seriously, including by me, being taken seriously by me, are the zealots, the true zealots, climate change zealots, that say things and use examples that are so off the wall that it doesn't do a debate any it doesn't do justice to the debate. For example, when Secretary Kerry says that climate change is the greatest challenge to us right now. Well, obviously, right now, that's not true. But when he says things like that, that's troubling. When you hear climate change zealots say 2 or 3 years ago, we're going to have hurricanes. You know, hurricanes are getting out of control. Well, the last 3 or 4 years, we've had almost no hurricanes.
Right.
We had a really cold winter last winter, and this summer is the second mild summer in a row. So my point is to the average person walking around, Joel, it doesn't seem like climate change. But and then when people say these things like when they say things like climate change is a fact, and anybody who argues with it is a flat earth person, that doesn't contribute to the discourse.
Well, you know, we've talked about the kinds of discourse that need, but what you just did is a good example of why it's so difficult. We, in the United States, have had a mild summer.
Two in a row.
As if you measure the heat of the world, it's the third hottest year in history so far if you look at the global measures. And that's the problem. If you do local examinations, you can find contradictions to climate all the time, because there's a huge difference between weather and climate. And so I would agree with you. It'd be nice if we had somebody who could speak in a way that everybody could say, oh, that makes sense. But what I do is I look at people who are going to be dramatically affected by this. Mm-hmm. You see the U.S. military planning on what's this going to do to the defense issues and what wars are going to be fought, and they're going to be water wars.
The big implication, right. And my audience knows I've been talking about water wars for 15 years. So, and by the way, Joel, you know what? When I talk about the zealots, I'm not talking about you. You're not one of the zealots.
That's okay. I accept zealotry.
You're part of the positive discussion, as you proved on this show before. Quick break, folks. We're going to come back with some longevity things coming at you from the future. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.